The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And yep. I was also at the Game Awards for Spider-Man the other day.
And you did not get this.
And I did not. Well, you stayed out, and I was old and went home. That's
true.
That's why that happened. I think. Yeah,
that's on me.
I think.
Not everyone got to see the armor come off.
But no, yeah, we were there. That's right. You got to see the armor come off. I saw it go on. You saw it come off, so it's full circle. Hey, I'm Yuri Lowenthal.
And I'm Sissy Jones. And
you're listening to
GLHF
the Podcast. We almost had it. That's, you know,
yeah.
That
no,
was
that's perfect.
Fact, to be honest.
Yeah, that was exactly what we want.
Dave, don't sync it up in the edit. Oh. Keep it exactly like that.
Right, don't change a thing.
Hello and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure. It's a quiz show about video games, those distractions from the infinite void. Players compete against one another to prove their video game knowledge, risking their lives and reputations in the process. Come with us as we spiral slowly into the abyss. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and I'm here with the one and only Kirk McKeon, also known as the Nut Whisperer, Captain Tom's Vengeance, and Squiggles. Usually I have a problem with the last thing he makes me write, but this time I'm wondering about Captain Tom's Vengeance.
I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, sorry, are you mad at Captain Tom? Or are you mad at his daughter?
His daughter.
Or are we getting too political?
I'm just mad at everyone.
I'm cutting all of this. Today we are joined by George Young.
Hiya.
Oh, it's always nice to have her here. And we're also joined by two very special guests. You may know these guests from voice actor and performance capture on all of the video games. Just all of them. But most recently, they worked together on a brilliant indie game called American Arcadia. They are Sissy Jones and Yuri Lowenthal. How are you?
Hello.
Ready to embarrass myself, thank you.
I also didn't realize this was like the Hunger Games for video games. I didn't realize I was risking my life to be here, but you know what? Yeah. I'm here for it. Let's do this.
Your reputation as well, and you may win exposure. And that is going to like either be make or break a career, frankly.
Might we die of exposure?
That was what I was going to say. People also die of exposure.
And we're not as bright as the sun.
By being on this podcast, you agree to have your voice synthesized for future use as
well. You're the worst.
I'm not sure that verbal contract holds up. Don't worry.
Active consent, I see.
Yeah. Where's my 100% human voice button? It's actually right over there.
He's got it. All right, what was it like for you two to hook up together on American Arcadia? Have you worked together before on a game? I don't know. I'm sure you have at some point, right?
We have. We met on a game. I don't remember what that game was. Was it like a weird Resident Evil thing? Was it something like...
I've never done Resident mo-cap. Evil. Mocap. Was it mocap?
Yeah, it was mocap. You were super pregnant.
Oh, yeah,
at the time. Yeah. Anyway. But we've actually not only worked together, but we worked together with Out of the Blue and Raw Fury on one of their more the game they did before American Arcadia called Call of the Sea.
I didn't realize that was the same developer. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun working as a team. That they were like, how about we do another game together? And
they're like,
Sissy
and
this
time
like,
we won't ask you to do a duet. We were like,
that's
all
true.
Right.
We didn't get to sing on this one. I was both relieved and disappointed.
Were you in the same the same booth for this one, like bouncing off each other, or was it all solo?
Unfortunately, we were not
solo.
I mean, we would sometimes record together in a Zoom session, but not like in the booth together. Mm.
Yeah. And Sissy, you recently played The Absolute in Baldur's Gate 3. What's it like winning all the awards or the game winning
Obey.
All the awards?
it was great. I mean, listen, I'm such a small part of that game. But one of my dearest friends, who I met when he was at Telltale, then went and became the, I believe the cinematic director at Larian. Mm. And I'm just so endlessly happy for him and the entire team. And not only because obviously it's a great game, but because it's a really great studio that values its people and treats them like humans. Mm.
That's so important these days.
That is important. And that that's just awesome to be a part of, you know. It's really neat.
Was your stuff all weird. Performance capture on that? Because you're just a brain, aren't you?
Like, just I know there's a lot of brain. Spoiler alerts. no PCAP on that, unfortunately. But it's funny because last year, everything I was working on was in development. So I had like nothing I could talk about. Like the Game Awards came out and I was like, I got nothing. And then this year it was just like onslaught of like Remnant 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Starfield, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like all the things are just happening all at once. It's been a really interesting... I'm hoping I don't die of exposure.
What about you, Yuri? It's just Spider-Man 2 just came out. How has it been since that?
It's been a bit of a ride. There's a lot of press, you know, leading up to it. Thankfully, they released most of the stuff, you know, in advance of the game, only about 3 or 4 months before the game came out. So it wasn't like they were, you know, drawing it out over, hey, here's some gameplay, and in 2 years you'll get the game, you know. It was, people didn't have to wait that long, which was, you know, a bit of a relief for everyone, myself included. But there was a lot of press, and ultimately I'm happy to not have to talk too much about it anymore, just because I'm tired. You know, it came out great and everybody's super happy with it.
If I can gush about my friend for a minute, like Yuri has the reputation in the industry of literally being like the best human, not just nice, but kind, you know, there is a difference. And so to see like all of this success for you, friend, like I know it's Spider-Man 2, but anytime I get to see you carry a headline, it makes me really, really happy because you deserve it.
Thank you.
You do, Yuri, you deserve it. And you were really good in it as well. It's kind of funny you say it all happened over the space of 4 months, because then if you look at some of your other games, like Prince of Persia.
Right. let me tell you about that. As time went on, I reached out to, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. And if I am, you know, whatever. I reached out to Ubisoft. I'm like, hey, you know, we did that remake a long time ago. Is it dead or is it? And I didn't hear back. And so I just reached out directly to Jordan Mechner, because we've been friends ever since Sands of Time. And he goes, oh no, it's not dead. So I hypothesize with absolutely nothing to base this on, that because they've got the new Prince of Persia game, the new Prince of Persia game coming out next year, they'll probably release it around the same time, either to, you know, gin up some excitement, or maybe even release them together with, you know, the remake along with the new game. I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. And I don't know what anybody's plan is these days. And nobody tells me anything. Usually fans and journalists find out stuff before we ever do, even if we were involved in the game. But as I understand it, we will get a chance to see it at some point, and I can't wait, because I was really proud of what we did, and I think it'll be fun for people who don't know the game, who don't know Sands of Time, and who those people are, I have no idea. But also for people who want to revisit that time, we went back and we, you know, did performance capture for all the cinematics, which is something we didn't do originally, because nobody was, and we re-recorded everything. I mean, it's going to be great, I think.
Yeah, it's one of the original was one of the first games to have the two lead actors in the booth together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you could tell, like, how they bounced off each other, I thought. So it'd be interesting to see that with the evolution of, like, how performance captures come along.
Yeah.
So wait, for the remake, you've done all, you finished it?
Like, ages ago, years ago.
Like 5 years ago.
I don't know. Just because it's been like so far, I just assumed like the voice actors come in at the end. I don't know.
No. Yeah, I spoke to Yuri years ago, and he told me he'd finished it years ago. Yeah.
and then they released that. Remember, they released that gameplay trailer, and everybody was like, "Boo!" And so they were like, "Well, no, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Give us a minute." And so they went back, and I don't know what they've been doing to it. Again, like, I've been, you know, out of the process for a long time, but
isn't game development fun?
it really is.
All right, shall we move on then, Dave?
We shall. And just as a reminder, this is a game show, and therefore we're going to kick things off with a little round we call Two Truths and a Lie. Our special guests will tell us two truths and a lie about their lives and careers, and our other contestants, that's you, George, will confer and decide unanimously which one is a lie.
We're going to do, because there's two people to lie, we're going to let George team up with whoever's not lying.
Oh, okay. So we're hoping that the guests aren't familiar with each other's lies.
We did not confer.
Okay.
We did not confer.
Okay. Fantastic. The contestants will get 1 point each if they win, but the liars will get 3 points if they win. So if you are a good liar, which I'm assuming actors are, then they will get lots of points. Each contestant gets a follow-up question before they make a decision. And we're kicking off with Sissy, I believe.
Yep. Tell us your truths.
Okay. I was once chased by a monkey in Iguazu Falls, Argentina. I won a ghost pepper eating contest in New Orleans. And I have a cat scratch across my right eye from a childhood demon cat.
Oh, these are good.
Okay, so
stakes are high.
With the pepper one, I want to ask then, do you usually like spicy dishes, and what's your favorite spicy dish then?
It's two questions.
That is two questions.
It's one.
I want to forgive it. I want to forgive it.
All right, we'll forgive it. Go on.
I hate spicy dishes. Damn it, so you're good at this.
Oh, would that be the lie then? Perhaps. Mayhap. I'm actually terrible at this. My track record is pretty much zero. I'm sure. And sometimes I get pulled up by other people, but
Yuri's got a question yet, so he can stumble on something else.
That's right. Let's see. What was the last one again? It was
cat
chased by a monkey. It was ghost
pepper.
It was cat scratched. Can you lean into your camera a little bit so we can see?
That's also good podcast material.
Right. I think I'm gonna let that be my question, because I think I've made my decision, and I don't know what that's based on, but I think I've made my decision. It's gonna be very interesting. Mm-hmm. I love that you led with what you led with, just for what I've got coming up. It's going to be fascinating.
What Monkeys do you think it is then, Yuri? Which one do you think the lie is?
I'm going to go with George and
go
with ghost peppers.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless she lied then about not liking spicy food.
Or, you know, I mean, the best lies are, you know, and the best stories are, you know, about specificity. And
I'm really bad with spicy food, but it was a dare, and I couldn't back down.
Yeah. Like, oh, truly. It's true. Which one was a lie then, Sissy?
Well, you haven't guessed yet.
Oh, I'm not guessing. I'm the judge.
No, we've lost now already.
Yeah. So is it the pepper then? Is it not?
It is the pepper. That's actually my best friend's story. She she's hyper competitive, and she went into a pepper place in New Orleans, and they had the photos on the wall of the people who had eaten this certain thing. She's Peruvian. Like, she did the hot ones against Rob Gronkowski. And if you don't know Rob Gronkowski, he's like this massive hulking football player, American football player. And so she walks into this place and she's like, "What's with the pictures on the wall?" And the guy was like, "Oh, those are the people who have completed this contest." And she was like, "I want to do that." And he goes, "Oh, honey." And her husband was like, "I'll wait for you outside." And brilliant. So she did it. She got her picture up there. She comes outside and her husband's like, "How was it?" And she was like, "That's great. Can we just go around the corner for a minute?" "Oh my God."
Excellent.
Impressive.
All right, yeah. Yuri, do you want to tell us your bullshit?
Okay. What if they're all lies? Okay. Two truths and a lie. Not necessarily in that order. Early in my career, I was almost killed by a karate chimpanzee. I dubbed hentai with Steve Bloom. Stan Lee gave me advice on how to play Spider-Man.
Ooh.
I looked up Stan Lee dying recent. I don't know why. It was 2016, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bit of extra info.
Oh, right. I thought he was going somewhere with that, George. Sorry.
Thanks, George.
Well, I think the other Spider-Man was after that, after he died.
Yeah, but we just assessed that he recorded Prince of Persia 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As we just established
Y'all, time is a flat circle. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Matthew McConaughey didn't say that when he was talking about time dilation.
Yeah, I was expecting
night.
It. Yeah,
I think he knew we were all thinking of. Okay.
But yeah, I want to hear about the chimpanzee. What movie or video game or whatever was that?
It was when I was working production coordination back when I was just starting my work. Work as an actor, and because I spoke Japanese at the time, I mean still do, but it's not as good as it used to be. I used to do production coordination for Japanese TV and film crews in New York, and one of the shows was with a karate chimpanzee, and usually this story takes a couple of drinks for me to tell it, but but it did not end well for me in that I was severely injured, but because I'm alive and can tell the tale, it's not as bad as it could have ended up. I've since heard many stories of people getting attacked by primates and it does not end well. So I consider myself very lucky.
So you're not saying you won, but
like, what? Why did it attack you? Where was the monkey?
That's
another
question.
The monkey.
No, it was like, explain the story. The monkey didn't even come into it.
I mean, first of all, it's a primate.
It's a chimpanzee.
It's a chimpanzee, not a monkey. There's a difference.
Apologies.
Chimpanzees are terrifying and super strong. And this one had been trained to do karate, so it was even more dangerous. But it left out all its karate skills when it attacked me. It got spooked and snatched the camera out of my hands and hit me in the face with it, and then smashed against the wall, and was, it started clawing my head, and before the trainer got to it and pulled it off me. But my face swelled quite a bit, and I was very scared, and the adrenaline was shooting out of my eyeballs, and but I managed to survive that one with a lot of ice.
I'm glad you clarified that it just went monkey mode for the attacks, because I was expecting like flying kicks and shit.
Right,
you know?
I know. That was all for the cameras. That was punching through boards and stuff like that was for the cameras.
Also, if this is your lie, you are going to owe me so many drinks.
Right? I know, right?
All right. So for, let's see. Now it's my turn to ask a question, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the hentai that you and Steve recorded?
For research. Oh,
it was like Mobile Blue or something. Like, I mean, it was like one of those weird, Japanese things that if you didn't see it on the, on the poster, you'd be like, I have no idea what that is. It's like they just took two English words and put them together. But yeah, I mean,
it definitely checks out.
It had like mech suits and stuff in it, but also, the other stuff.
Birthday suits.
Tentacles. Yeah.
I'm going with Stan Lee as the lie.
Stan Lee
were
is the
you
lie?
Chosen because Yuri is Japanese for lesbians.
That's true. I know. Yaoi, yeah, Yaoi is the guy on guy, and Yuri is girl on girl. That's right.
Yeah, I didn't want to brag. Well, you're bragging, but I speak Japanese as well, and I know all the most important Japanese words. And
clearly, George.
At the top, I was like, don't say that Yuri is Japanese for lesbians, but I feel like it came up very naturally.
Absolutely. Yuri is the word for Lily in Japanese, which I'm sure you also knew, George. And I don't know why that's code word for, or that's, the accepted term for that type of content in Japan. But So be
delicate
it.
Delicate flowers, I'm, the ladies.
Right, exactly. I'm proud. I'm proud of that. So,
are you saying the same?
So you said Stanley was the lie, and George, which one?
What are you thinking, George?
I don't know what his health was like towards the end of his life, but he seemed to be doing fine. I'm happy to go with Stanley because I'm always wrong. I actually think it's the chimp, maybe, but I'll defer to Sissy. That's right. I'll go Stanley.
Don't do that. That's a very bad idea. Don't defer to me.
Right, go on then, Yuri.
I think he was sprightly till the end.
He really was. Because that was not a lie. The lie was me and Steve Bloom. While it's something we very, very easily could have done and would have enjoyed because he and I are very close. That was the lie. The Karate Chimp is legit, and Stan Lee, he came in on the first Spider-Man game to record one line, I think. And I wasn't supposed to be in the session with him, but Chris Zimmerman, our performance director, gave me a call and said, "Hey, you're not supposed to come in tomorrow, but Stan Lee is coming in at 1 if you just happen to show up at the studio," because she knows how much that would mean to me. And so I showed up and I watched him record. And as he was on his way out, Chris, you know, bless her heart, and Brian Intihar were like, wait, we know you're very busy, but we just want to introduce you to Yuri Lowenthal. He's our Spider-Man. And he said, oh, so you're my Spider-Man, huh? Well, let me give you some advice. Here's how to play Spider-Man. I want you to think, how would Stan do it? And don't do that. And that was it. That was my moment with Stan Lee.
That was brilliant.
Which was adorable. He's. I mean, he was everything you always wanted him to be in Stan Lee, I think.
I had a recording session for, I think it was like Lego something or another. Mm-hmm. And this seems to be a running theme. I was like 80 years pregnant. And as I'm walking in, Stan Lee is walking out. And I was like, and so I went in and I sat down because I was so pregnant. I sat down on the seat and the voice director goes, "I just want you to know you're sharing butt heat with Stan Lee right now." And I was like, "This will be the best child. They're starting with
this
the
child
best
is
beginning.
Blessed. Excelsior."
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, so good.
Well, at the end of that round, Sissy is at the rear with 0 points, unfortunately. George has 1 point and Yuri has 4.
Four
whole points.
Okay.
It feels like cheating, doesn't it?
It does.
It really I was already expecting to have lost by like minute 5 of this podcast.
Oh, there's plenty of time to lose yet, don't worry.
Okay, good. Good.
I'm disappointed because I totally believed the hentai one. But, you know, we don't all get what we wish for.
I really like the choice of Mobile Blue because it's so classic. Yeah. Two random English words or German. They could be German words.
That's true. Together. That's true. Right,
that's
right.
Your Japanese
Danziger
title,
Luger
right
is, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obsessed.
Did you just say Dusty Lugers?
No,
Danziger.
Danziger
Luger.
I thought you said Dusty Lugers.
Yeah, Dusty Lugers. Also, that's my porn name, actually, Dusty Lugers.
And when we move straight into the next round, we'll find out that it's themed around games that our guests have been in. And it's called Buzzword, our quickfire quiz. In this round, the judge reads out questions and the contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 1 point, and the other contestants can buzz in if the person before them gets the question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers on a course teaching him how to write podcast scripts, so each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. Yeah, the course wasn't very good, was it?
It wasn't, no.
It wasn't worth it.
I flunked out of it.
Did they teach you Control F for the guests' names?
Yes, no? They told me that, so I managed to change him.
Yeah. It doesn't mean he listened.
Yeah.
It was in the curriculum.
Reading the winner's loser to winner.
Yeah,
I taught
yeah,
them
yeah.
a few things. I taught them a few things.
Right. And so we're going to have to choose a word to represent our buzzword. And we're going to start with George, since she's the one that knows how this works.
Yes.
What's your buzzword, George?
So, you know, looking up games they've been in, Yuri's been in Bayonetta, and I love Bayonetta, if anyone knows that. And Yuri played Luca, and Bayonetta's nickname for Luca is Cheshire. So I'm going to be Cheshire today. Okay. That's my Bayonetta impression. Not as good as my Crash Bandicoot, I apologise, but we're here.
I respect it regardless. Sissy, do you have anything in mind?
Well, since this is technically on behalf of American Arcadia, and American Arcadia is all about getting good ratings, ratings is going to be my buzzword.
That's really good. That's really good. Yuri, you look like you haven't prepared.
No, I think
Sissy
gonna,
just changed his mindset.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, I was going to do Arcadia because we were talking about American Arcadia, but we both were in the same headspace, so I'm going to go with Arcadia.
Nice.
Love it.
Very good.
All right, this one. Yuri's got this one. I can see it already. The first question. How many inches of venom were on
Arcadia.
Offer?
Arcadia.
Oh, Cheshire!
Let's see. Good measure. It's 19.
It is 19.
I forgot my own buzzword. So it was just noises.
Yeah, you just shrieked and said Cheshire.
Cheshire. But I know how many inches of venom it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in Cyberpunk 2077, there are three shells next to the toilet in V's apartment.
Cheshire!
Yes?
It's for doing your business.
But that's not the question!
but now we have a lot more insight into George, so it's...
No, I know that! It's a classic
don't
meme!
Say it, don't say it! It's not really a meme. I mean, it is, okay. This is a reference to which movie?
Ratings. Demolition Man.
Yes, it is.
I actually didn't know the movie it came from. But
you're like, it's literally pooing.
I was literally just thinking, like, oh, I don't know Cyberpunk 2077, but remember the three seashells in Demolition Man? So
yeah.
Yes, I got one.
Beautiful. Nice.
Okay. I know memes. That's it.
You might know this one then. Finish the lyrics. Kinda bug and kinda snack.
This is embarrassing.
Cheshire, if it's not just bug snacks, I've got no idea.
It's not just bug snacks.
But it is from
bug snacks.
No.
That's a gym banger, that is. You put that on your playlist, just go hard.
What were the first two lyrics again?
Kind of bug and kind of snack.
And watch my jaw go completely slack.
I think you should get the points just for that.
Yeah, good improvisation.
People are going to be screaming at you, Yuri.
I know. And mostly the guys from the horses guys. I'm just going to say my character's name, and I know it's not the answer, but it's the greatest character name of all the characters I've ever played. His name is Chandlo Funkbun.
Yeah, but you got to say that in his voice.
Chandlo Funkbun. He's like part bro and part Keanu Reeves. Like that was what I was going for with
it. Works.
Like,
it works.
He's so nice, man. Chandlo, I'm lifting your crib, dog. Yeah, like he was the best. But that was just me distracting from the fact that I don't know the
no one gets any.
No, no, it's
that
okay
one.
Because now Kirk can recite it.
It was try to
No,
catch
Kirk
him.
Has to sing it.
Yeah, he does. Go on, Kirk.
No, okay.
And then we all win.
Chairman a trap. There you go.
No, wait. There's multiple lyrics written down in this.
I'm not singing at all.
Kirk!
I'm the judge. Kirk. I'm the judge.
Ridiculous.
It's funny. Last time I interviewed Yuri, my two kids came in and he spoke to them in Chandlo and Spider-Man's voice. And I was just, I won so many dad points for that. It was great. Which two Hollywood actors have roles in Baldur's Gate 3?
Ratings. Yes. J.K. Simmons and Jason Roberts. Jason Isaacs.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll let you off that.
If that was me.
It's Simmons.
If that was
yeah, but it's
me,
not
yeah.
you, is it, George?
I knew J.K. Simmons because that's the answer I gave for a question where it was wrong. And then I remembered it was Baldur's Gate.
All right. Next
I got
one.
To mind flay both of them.
Well done.
What song can Ellie play for Dina in the guitar shop in The Last of Us Part 2?
Is it the Bugsnax theme song?
Is it the Macarena?
You gotta buzz in, team. You gotta buzz in.
Right, yeah, sorry. I would have buzzed in if I thought I actually had a good answer.
Yeah, I've never played The Last of Us, nor do I listen to popular music. So I think I'm about 0%.
I'm hoping you will have at least heard of the song, George.
You definitely would have. Has everyone given up?
Yeah, I think so.
Arcadia, is it Black Hole Sun?
I guess.
Good guess, though.
Okay, yeah.
Go on. No, you go. I was going to guess Moon River, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Moon River. I thought it was cute.
It's Aha's Take on Me.
Oh,
it's a
somber
rendition of it, anyway.
Yeah, George. Oh, yeah, I do know that one. I was hoping so,
Take
George.
On Me, yeah, and they go... <"Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
thank you. I've given Yuri a bit of an advantage here, I think.
Terrible.
Rude.
What single word does Yuri Lowenfall say dozens of times in Dragon Age Origins?
Arcadia.
Yeah?
Enchantment? Enchantment!
I just wanted Yuri to say enchantment.
Yes, right.
No, it's with the sandal. Face too.
Sandal, we hardly knew you.
What's funny is we had our last podcast to come out was with Lucy James, and in the buzzword quiz, her buzzword was enchantment because the theme is RPGs.
Oh, that makes
me
so happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I knew that one because of Lucy James.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much from the podcast, not just the questions, but from the other guests too. And that's what we're here for, an education.
You know what music is now, George?
Good luck, have fun, George. Good luck, have fun.
Yes.
All right.
Are you having fun?
No,
always,
not,
every week. Okay, oh, okay. Please. Please. I always have enjoy here.
Good. We like to have enjoy.
Okay. At the end of that round, George has 1 point, Sissy has 2, and Yuri has 6.
Guys, I'm not in the last. I'm feeling good.
You're not. I'm pretty proud of you.
There wasn't a Bayonetta question.
I was going to
wasn't a Firewatch
one
question
minute.
Either. Listen, that was heavily biased. I'm just
it
saying.
It was
that.
A little bit biased.
It's always biased depending on what Kirk is most interested in.
I'm interested in Firewatch.
That is the bias.
Dude.
Yeah. We've learned now that if you just understand Kirk, you can actually get questions right.
No one understands me, though. That's
I would have accepted Firewatch. It's the only game that you of the games that I wasn't involved in that I've actually played.
It's a good game as well. Very good game.
The next round is called That Motherfucker Back There Is Not Real. And the judge will give you a list of character names and you have to buzz in to say which motherfucker is made up.
So you get 4 points if you buzz in and get it straight away, but points are deducted each time someone rules one out. So here are some motherfuckers who are not real, probably. First up, we got Bugsnax characters.
Sorry, Sissy.
Floofty Fizzlebean. Philbo Flopalot. Eggabel Batternugget. And Chandlo Funkbun.
Cheshire.
Yes.
The third one, right? The egg one.
That's a real character.
Arcadia.
Yeah.
The second one.
That's right. That motherfucker's not real.
I've remembered that. Mm. There's a lot of bug snacks in there, a lot of them.
They're not bug snacks, though. Right there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you made.
Are they not? But they're bugs on the snacks.
No, those
these
guys
people,
are not
these
bugs.
Are, I can't remember what they're called.
Grumpuses.
Grumpuses.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were the Bugsnax. I have played it too.
No, the Bugsnax are called like fucking pizza thing.
Right. Strawberry. Strawberry pie.
Yeah. Strawberry.
Yeah. No, the actual characters just you speak the, to, George.
Yeah, you know the little the dudes that you feed the snacks to?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. The characters.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, the characters.
The guys. All the young horses guys right now are just hanging their heads in shame. I know I got it right, but it was so half-assed.
I'm not going to say I played a lot of it, but yeah.
Okay.
All right. The next one is Valorant characters. Breach, Neon, Phoenix, and Bullet.
Ratings.
Yes.
Breach.
Is real.
Cheshire.
George.
Bullet.
Is not real.
Damn it.
Gotta tell you, I had no idea in that round. No,
I had no
clue.
Idea.
Yeah, I rolled my eyes as soon as I heard it. I don't know anything about Valorant.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Destiny 2 characters. Oof. I'm looking to see if Sissy rolls her eyes.
All right, all right. Finally, a little bit of Sissy bias here. Come on. God, I hope I know it.
The Traveler, the Darkness, the Dancer, and the Colonel.
Cheshire.
Yes.
Dancer?
That's it. You got 4 points.
Nailed that.
Yuri, we're going to ask you to
look
here, my
for
friend.
A pattern if you don't know the game, I think. Mm.
Yeah. She knows Kirk. She knows Kirk, right?
Yeah, she's got the.
Capitalize on that.
The Kirk advantage. Last one is Mad Max. Stank Gum, Rank Rotter, Scabrous Scrotus, and Chum Bucket.
Scarcadia. The third one.
Oh. It is not that one's
it's
real.
The scrotus is real. No,
yeah, the scrotus is real.
The second one is not. Yuri's got it.
3 points.
What?
Okay, that's the end.
Sorry, can you repeat the scrotus
name? Scabrous scrotus.
Brilliant. Perfection. 10 out of 10.
Very on point for Mad Max, the world of Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Fair, that's fair.
I think SCROTUS is a political acronym of some sort. I'm not sure, though.
I thought it was like SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
SCOTUS, not SCROTUS.
But SCROTUS.
It's filled with respect. We are SCOTUS. Not SCROTUS.
SCOTUS, POTUS, SCOTUS. And SCROTUS.
Yeah. Excuse me? Right.
Fucking hell.
Okay, let's go on to the next round. That'll make everyone feel better, I think.
Will it?
We've got a very special round this week. Since we've got a bunch of professionals, and George, this round is called Ow, My Toe. The judge will give you all a scenario, and the judge will judge you based on your performance of that scenario. Okay. I don't know what scenario. You're going to find that out along with me.
Yeah, so I'll let one of the actors go first, because George looks really confused, and you're going to fall on your ass on this, George, I'm afraid.
Well, yeah, I don't know why I've been tasked to perform.
Dance, monkey, dance.
But don't attack the PA. But don't attack the PA.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Wait. So we have to you give us a scenario, and we have to perform the scenario. Is that?
Yeah, just like a short one line about it. Okay. So for this first one, you're British, and you just stubbed your toe.
Fuck my toe!
I mean, we didn't specify what part of Britain. I think that works.
So, Sissy, you've gone for a Scottish guy who just stubbed the toe, right?
Aye.
Technically, that's an EU country.
Shit.
But it's still Britain. It's still
we wish, yeah. We wish, because I'd move there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you gonna stub your toe, Yuri?
Oh, I yelled bollocks.
Okay. Go on then, George. Stub your toe.
Sake.
So I actually don't get angry when I stub. I'm British, if you didn't know. And when I stub my toe, I go, "Oh no!" It's like a classic. You know?
So you've never experienced pain, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I don't got rage in me, really. I don't have the capacity.
I don't got rage in me.
Oh, I'm so jealous, George.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
She's quite angry on Slack, isn't she?
Yeah. I feel like she's going to push me out if we're in the same room.
I have opinions, but they don't fill me with rage.
Mm-hmm. If we're in the same room, sometimes I reckon George would start swinging for me. Yeah. I don't know.
I've never hit someone in my life.
Well, I feel like you could take lessons from the karate chimp.
That's right. I'm going to give Sissy the 4 points for that one, because I was quite impressed with this Scottish accent there. And Yuri
for
next.
Fuck's sake.
And then George.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Oh, no.
George, just sorry. You got to get angry when you stub your toe. It's the rules.
No, it's a classic. Oh, no. Any mistakes, see, and it makes you feel better. If you trivialise the situation, it makes you feel better. That's just a life
perspective
tip for everyone.
Helps.
Everyone's learning. Right,
thanks. We're learning so much.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that into your acting, though. Just don't feel emotions, right?
Just trivialize it.
Presenting up is the British way, though.
That would be right.
All right, next up, we'll go with Yuri first, so we're not all going at the same time. You're an American soldier in the middle of a battle, and you just realize you really need to go pee.
Bravo! This is Alpha Actual! I need an exfil! I've got to go pee! I can't feel my balls!
Oh my god, I've been in so many of those games where I just have to scream shit all the time over gunfire. It was traumatic for you to even ask me to go there, Kirk.
I'm sorry. We ask the hard questions here. I'm sorry.
Oh god, it's me then next, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
Grenade! Go, go, go! I gotta pee! Go over there!
Nice.
Hold on, I'm gonna do my straw phonation now.
Right? I know. Oh my god. It's the only way we get through.
Oh my god.
Where is it? Here it is. Look! Look, it's like never far away. Like, here's my Yep.
Got the tools of trade.
It's vocal care.
It's straw phonation. Look it up, y'all.
Resets your chords after a stressful session. Or during a stressful session.
No.
Oh well, if you ask George, just say, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ruined my voice. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
My sole means of income. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, oh, no. George, do you want to be American and need to be?
I can't do accents. I'm going to be his British friend.
No. You've got to be American.
You've got to try.
You've got to try be American.
I am
just
trying.
Just hit the hard R's. Hit the hard R.
I don't say that hard R.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I was going to be his mate. Fine, he's American, but he was born in the UK and has maintained his accent. I was going to say, have you done gone and wet yourself? That was my one going to be.
That was the best moment of the new Call of Duty. That was when Captain Price said that.
Don't go and wet yourself.
Duty. Call of Duty.
Duty.
That's right.
Exactly.
It shouldn't have been.
You gotta say duty like booty.
Oh no.
Duty.
Yeah.
Duty. Duty.
Duty. Call of Duty.
Duty. Duty.
I am sweating.
It's fucking cod.
Fruit. Cod blops.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cod blops.
I'm gonna give that one to Yuri because it made me piss myself. and then Sissy, you're just gonna lose all these, George. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I was set up to fail, but you know.
Oh no!
Oh no!
All right. The next one is completely in Yuri's wheelhouse. I'm sorry, I've waited this towards Yuri. You're an anime character. You've done anime, haven't you, Sissy? Yeah, you're all right then.
On the same show, even.
Oh wow! Which show was that?
Naruto.
Oh, okay.
Yet again, I play the big bad, the final boss. Yep.
You make a good bad guy, Sissy.
Typecast. Hey.
All right, you're an anime character who does a powerful attack and accidentally singes off their wonderful anime hair.
Kame! Hame! Oh, my hair! It's on fire!
I believed it.
I just scream it. Watch, I'm going to win by just screaming everything.
Just scream, yeah.
Pretty
and
much.
George is like, oh no.
Okay.
Oh no.
Go on, let's see.
My hair!
That was a good power-up. That was good anime power-up.
I thought you was having a poo.
Well, see, that's the thing. Good efforts are the combination, the perfect combination of poop and sex. There you go.
Yep.
You done gone shit yourself.
Yep. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Oopsie.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Go on then, George. Power up.
Watashi no kame ga mou shindeiru.
Nani?
You didn't singe your hair.
That was
in Japanese. I'm sorry that you don't speak Japanese.
I'm not cultured. Sorry.
It was
George was a hardcore stoic character, and it worked.
It was it was very Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was my mo shindeiru. Yeah.
Right.
My hair
but
is
my hair. This is already dead.
Nani? Yeah.
Omae wa mo shindeiru.
You know what?
Fantastic.
I'm going to give George that just for speaking Japanese.
Yeah. It was the flair, wasn't it? Yeah. You know?
And then Sissy, because she's further behind. And then Yuri. Okay,
nice, I get a pity point.
Okay, this is the last one of this round. You're a video game mascot, and you're furious because someone just stole the last boiled egg.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Oh, no.
That's Mario. Mario upset the bird who's got it.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It's a because, me, wait, Mario. Oh, no.
Me fucking egg.
Yuri's prepping it with the face. I can
I was trying to decide who's going first. Do I still go first again?
Yeah, go first.
Okay. Oh no, they've stolen the egg. How are we going to save the princess? Huh?
Good.
Mario, they've stolen my egg. Will you get it back for me, please?
Nice. George?
I can do a Captain Todd, actually.
He goes, Captain Todd?
Mario! Your egg is in another castle. I can't do the speaking because Todd doesn't speak, but I can do the running sound. Yeah, he doesn't speak. That's him.
Sissy takes it.
And is this another pity point?
It is. And then Judge.
Yeah.
It's all right. So at the end of that round, Sissy is at the rear with 12 points, then George with 14, and then Yuri with 19. Jesus.
Wow.
But it can all change.
Clean sweep's coming up. Yeah.
It can all change in this last round, which is... Go on, Dave.
We are playing Rate Your Stars Right for our final round this week. And this is my personal favourite, because it makes people stressed, it makes people angry, it makes me angry, I don't even participate. Judge will choose 22 games, and you have to guess whether the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic score. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, but it's passed on to the next player when you get one wrong.
And we always start with the person who has the fewest points, which is Sissy. So if you get them all right, you've won. So, clean sweep it, Sissy.
All right.
We're going to start with Valorant, which has 80 on Metacritic. Is Dragon Age Origins higher or lower than Valorant?
Higher.
Yep. That's 1 point. Is Marvel's Spider-Man higher or lower than Dragon Age Origins?
Higher.
That's another point. Ooh. Is Starfield higher or lower than Marvel's Spider-Man?
Lower.
That's another point.
Sorry, Todd Howard, I love you.
Clean sweep.
Is Wasteland 3 higher or lower than Starfield?
Lower.
It's higher. Oh,
fuck.
Yep.
I'm going to admit intense. I don't know what that game is.
Wasteland 3?
Wasteland 3?
No.
I also barely know what it is, to be honest.
I mean, either you two are in it or...
Apparently it's better than Starfield.
Apparently. It's like Baldur's Gate, but in like a Fallout apocalyptic kind of setting.
Sure.
Higher than Starfield, that's my reference.
So, George, is Xenoblade Chronicles X higher or lower than Wasteland 3?
Oh, people didn't like X. Lower.
It is lower.
Not the public. Public know what they're on about, but, you know, critics, the game journos, the pricks,
Those darn journos.
Is Psychonauts 2 higher or lower than Xenoblade Chronicles X?
Higher. Someone did okay.
It is higher. Mm. Is Marvel's Spider-Man 2 higher or lower than Psychonauts 2?
Oh, that's got to be higher. It's in the 80s at least.
It is higher.
Yeah.
Is Prince of Persia The Sands of Time higher or lower than Marvel's Spider-Man 2?
The original or the yet-to-be-released remake?
The original. Well, obviously the original. Come on.
Higher than what? Sorry, I've already forgotten the last game because my little quip.
Marvel. Higher than Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Lower, but I know it did do well. Lower?
It's higher.
Yeah. I knew it could go either way.
Back to Yuri now then. Right. Is Baldur's Gate 3 higher or lower than Prince of Persia The Sands of Time?
Higher.
Yes. Is the
Baldur's Gate 3 is like 100.
Anytime you say Baldur's Gate, I'm just going to go higher.
Is The Last of Us Part 2 higher or lower than Baldur's Gate 3?
Lower.
It is lower. Is God of War Ragnarok higher or lower than The Last of Us Part 2?
Yes.
Yes!
It's higher. Higher than Last of Us Part 2.
It is. Is Persona 4 Golden higher or lower than God of War Ragnarok?
Lower.
It is lower.
Do you know what though? I will say, when that came out on Vita, that got like tens, and then it came out on Switch, and people are like, "Oh well, it's 10 years That's old true. Now." And I
yeah, this is the Vita version.
Is it? Okay. Oh, shocking!
That's a hint for you, there, George. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be long gone by then. Is BioShock Infinite higher or lower than Persona 4 Golden, Yuri?
Lower.
It's higher.
Okay.
We're back to Sissy now. Is American Arcadia higher or lower than BioShock Infinite?
Higher.
No.
Back.
George.
Unbroken Dream.
Right.
Is Far Cry 6 higher or lower than American Arcadia?
I gotta hope it's lower.
It is lower.
Because we've gone up since Persona. I'm following the graph.
Is Call of the Sea higher or lower than Far Cry 6?
Higher?
It is. Is Dying Light higher or lower than Call of the Sea?
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Lower.
It is lower. Is Prey higher or lower than Dying Light?
Gotta be higher, no? People like Prey.
It is higher.
Ooh.
Is Remnant 2 higher or lower than Prey?
Lower. I think people like Prey.
It's not lower.
Ooh, Remnant 2 rocked!
Hell yeah, brother!
Totally biased on that one. 100%. Yeah,
thank you, Kal-El.
Yes.
Kirk likes Prey. That's the main thing.
I do like Prey.
Well, other people liked Remnant.
I mean, I like Remnant as well. Jesus. All right. It's back to Yuri now, isn't it? There's only two left. Okay. Is Bugsnax higher or lower than Remnant 2?
Lower.
It is lower. Is We Are OFK higher or lower than Bugsnax?
Lower.
It's not lower.
Really? Then Bugsnax.
I made that game.
There's one point difference. 1 point, literally.
One point. We Are OFK is awesome.
Try to catch them in your trap.
The music for We Are OFK is better than Bugsnax. Bugsnax is great.
Oh my god!
But We Are OFK. Anyway, it's literally about a band.
Very controversial. I'm assuming that little sing along has given Kirk enough time to add the scores.
I was involved in both games, and I'm going to catch flack from one team or another. So I'm going to call it.
Yeah, might as well stick your neck out. Yeah,
right.
All right, Sissy is at the rear with 15 points. Then it's George with 21 and Yuri with 24 points, which makes him our winner today.
Unbelievable.
How do you feel about all this exposure you got, Yuri?
I feel very exposed, Kirk. But I was working for exposure. You did offer me this job as being paid in exposure, so I guess I got what I paid. I guess I got what you paid for.
Exactly.
Can we just, I just want to say that we had one of the leads for Bayonetta and not a single Bayonetta question. And you know that's the only thing I'm going to know about. And I feel very affronted.
I don't want you to win.
You didn't come back, George. You know.
The deck was stacked against you from the beginning, George.
Apparently you don't want me to win either. Thanks, Kirk. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Kirk, kind of friend you are.
Me and Sissy used to be pals, but not anymore.
Kirk, thanks for sending your IBAN number. I'll take it.
Wire it over. Is there anything you two want to shout out while you're here before we leave the show?
Other than American Arcadia, no. Talk about American Arcadia, please.
Yeah, it's good. It really is. It's such a... Like, listen, obviously we have a soft spot for a lot of the games that we're in, but this one is really fun. The script is neat. The people were incredible. There's twists you don't see coming. I didn't see coming. It's just a really fun game. If you liked The Truman Show, if you liked Logan's Run, This is just a fun spin on all of that. And it kind of adds in a bit of Kardashian too, which is weird and awesome. I love it.
I believe it's on Game Pass as well, right?
Yeah. So Game Pass, Steam, and the reviews are great. Like it's got like, I was looking on Steam last night, it's got like 93% or 96% or something like that of like people love it.
That's cool.
So play
Tell us a bit about your characters, maybe.
You get to see me with a mustache. I mean, it's basically me with a mustache. So
and bell bottoms,
right? Tune in for the mustache at the very least.
Is it your normal vocal range for this one? Like your normal voice?
Yeah, I don't do anything super weird. I mean, it was mostly a challenge to make him honestly as normal as possible. And I love that. You know, it's your sort of
that
your
must
class.
Have been hard for you, Yuri.
It was. it's your classic. You know, normal guy finds himself in abnormal situation and has to get out of it. But unlike, you know, the current trend of normal guy gets caught in situation, but luckily he's ex special forces. So he can, you know, whatever this Trevor literally has no usable skills in the situation. So it was refreshing for me.
Yeah.
It was really neat. Cool. I play Vivian Walton, who is the head of Walton Media, who runs the show American Arcadia that Trevor is ensnared in. And she seems ruthless and calculated and super duper evil. Once again, big final boss here. Like, apparently I'm just an asshole in real life. I don't know. But there's more than meets the eye.
Can I say something? Sorry. When Yuri joined the call, his name was Trevor Hills, and I saw it, I was like, that guy looks a lot like Yuri Lowenthal.
I just love that you know what I look like, because in this industry most people don't even know what we look like.
You were there at the Game Awards. You were on the screen with your nomination.
With a photo they absolutely did not approve with me before using.
Oh no.
Don't you love that they go on the internet and they find like your least favorite photo and use that every time?
There's a photo of me right now from like San Diego Comic-Con. If someone Googled my name and they sent me a screenshot, and it's just me going, like, it's some horrible, like, why that? So I'm sure, like, thank God I wasn't up for a Game Awards. They probably would have used that one.
And apparently they managed to mispronounce my name at the Game Awards too, but I don't even remember.
Really?
Somebody else told me that. Yeah.
What did they say?
I think it was Yuri Lowenthal.
Lowenthal,
yeah.
When Rich and I were nominated, they had him credited as Richard Summers, not Rich Summer. What? Richard Summers. You have Richard one job. Summers. One job.
Well, they couldn't even let the fucking nominees speak on the stage for more than 20 seconds, could they?
Yeah, I know.
As Sven is literally giving like a tribute to one of their teammates who died of cancer.
Heard about that. Yeah.
And it's like, wrap it up.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, awful. Yeah.
But you got to get them adverts on the screen, so...
Hey, that's right. See me lose, got to get them and talk. It's real important.
Yeah. Who do you think the most recognizable, like, as a face voice actor is? I'd say it's probably Nasir Dalal, because they use his face in a lot of games, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? I know he's got a nice face, but come on.
He really does. He's fuck.
And he's, like, a genuinely terrific human being.
Yeah. He's
like,
lovely.
I love him
so much. Yeah.
Stuntman as well, isn't he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He started out... When I met him and started working with him, he was coming in for stunts and mocap stuff, and he's just too good an actor to have only done that.
He's so good.
He's done great.
He, not to make this the Nasir Dalal show, but I interviewed him for a convention that I did a couple of years ago, and he lived in his car in New York City for like 6 months just to be like, this is as bad as it can get. It's only up from here. Yeah. And if all else fails, I know I can do this. I'm like, holy shit.
So wait, he had the means not to live in a car?
No, he did not. He was broke.
He was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was like,
I thought you meant
it was
like a thought experiment.
Oh, you thought he was cosplaying poverty.
Right.
Yeah, if I could live
Look
in my
what
car
I can
for
do.
6 months. Yeah. Ben Franklin did it.
No, it was literally like...
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he had cars in Ben Franklin's time?
He bought a loaf of bread and a block of cheese, and he slept on
and lived in that. Just lived in the bread.
And decided whether he should sell his morals.
I just assumed you were talking Ben Starr because if we were talking about recent nominees.
We did have Ben Starr on this podcast, though.
Mm. Yeah, we did.
He is
really good.
He is also a genuinely charming as fuck human being.
Yeah.
He is. They should use his face in some games as well, because he's very handsome.
Right.
Well, he's in the meme now. He's in the meme. So bathed he's got all the exposure he needs.
I like to think it's because he was on this podcast first.